Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. As the son of a Hollywood producer, our next guest, Randy Spelling, has lived his entire life in the spotlight and was used to millions of eyes on him. When his father passed away in 2006, Randy realized he needed to make a major change in his own life. He turned away from the public eye and from using drugs and alcohol and looked internally to find some answers. Randy's journey has led him to become a life coach and write a fantastic book, Unlimiting You. The book talks about how people can step out of their past and really into their purpose. Randy, welcome to the show, and you know, thank you for helping people connect to their authentic selves.
Thanks, Erica. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what is authenticity to you, or connecting with your authentic self?
Authenticity and connecting with one's authentic self is to find an ultimate truth. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes takes a little bit of digging, a little bit of discovering, moving past layers of, and I talk about this in my book, the roles, you know, because we all play roles, whether it's right. in our family, as an occupation, and then we tend to identify ourselves with these roles. I'm a worker, I am this, I work in retail, mm-hmm. I'm a son, I'm a daughter, I'm, you know, a brother, I'm a wife, I'm a husband, father, all those things that, you know, that's fine, and those are important roles, but there's a deeper truth, and that deeper truth is that quiet voice inside that when mm-hmm. you know you connect to that and you touch upon that, there's truth. There's nowhere else to go except right there, nothing to do, just a place to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love what you say about having these roles and like these identities. I find this to be true with a lot of my clients, is that they have to begin to change their identity. Like, they're so stuck in this pattern and thought process that they are just one thing. And to like you say, there's no limit to what you can become, and you could create any life you want. But I think a lot of people get stuck that they can't, and that they're fated to be a certain, have a certain job, have a certain role or title in life, and that's all they get. So mm-hmm. how do you help someone see past that and to reframe this thought? Because this thought could be so, you know, fear-based.
Well, it's a good way of putting it. It is a reframe. So it's literally taking the old picture, the old mm-hmm. stories that are in that locket that they carry around on their neck all the time. Mm-hmm. And feel it and see it repeatedly, it's taking that picture out in a conscious way and putting in a picture that is more authentic, that is more about an unlimited possibility. Because, mm-hmm. you know, in some ways, we're not necessarily taught growing up that anything's possible. And that's why it's so incredible talking with children, because young children, mm-hmm. they see the possibilities. You know, they use their imagination and they see that all things are possible. That's why they want to be an astronaut or a fireman right. or the president. And they don't see that the world can be very limiting. So it's really right. unlearning those things that have been learned programs from early on.
Yeah, that's why I love your title, Unlimiting You. And how did the book come about, and how did that become the theme, which I love, which I totally agree with, that the sky's the limit, basically.
Yeah. It's funny. It actually wasn't the theme originally. The theme originally was the one and only you, and it came as a concept because I realized that I was trying to emulate and be other people that I saw being successful, being spiritual, whatever, uh-huh. whatever I wanted, I thought that's the way it needed to happen. And this leads us back to authenticity. I wasn't fully yeah. embracing who I was, where I came from, and all the unique elements that make me me.
Right.
So I started writing this book to share with others. And through this process, it was a two-year process of writing the book from start to finish, this theme started to emerge is, through all my clients and all the research I've done since I've been a life coach, there's one thing that's common, these self-limitations and the way that people perceive themselves and the world around them.
Yeah.
So these limitations started coming up, and some of those were, feeling disconnected, trying to get a deeper sense of connection, mm-hmm. how to find purpose, and people really struggling with that lack of purpose, these negative thought patterns that just play over and over, telling people things that they ultimately don't want to hear, but that's the voice that whispers to them.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at all of those things and, building the book around that, around unlimiting them.
I just think the concept is so wonderful and so needed out there, because I know that I have a lot of clients and a lot of people that come up to me and ask me, how do I know who my authentic self is, and how do I know what makes me happy? And I think that's, it's a question that when people are changing their lives or coming out of an addiction or just recovering from anything, really want to kind of, they want to find that out. And that's the most important question, I think, on their mind. And I don't know, I would love to hear what you have to say. I I say to people, what makes you like light up from the inside? What makes you smile? What makes your world go round? What are your core values? So do you agree with that? Or how do you guide your clients when they ask you that?
There's so many ways to find that. One is looking at their values, looking at what they want for themselves, a little bit of, vision work to see where they want to be in a couple years.
Oh, that's great.
And slowing down enough to, become still and let their minds, their imagination create what that looks like for them, if anything was possible. And they can start to connect with the feeling that brings up, seeing a smile on their face, seeing something that they're doing that is eliciting that sense, that feeling, that state of being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it's sort of backtracking and backing into that.
Like creating the small goals towards that, it sounds like, or like creating...
Yeah, because once that picture is there, similar to what you said about a reframe, once that picture is there, then someone at least can connect to that possibility because they've seen it. And once they've seen it, then it's just about connecting to that more and more. Oh, okay, I've seen it. I remember, if I could just tell a quick little story.
Please, yeah.
I remember, I'm a mediocre dancer, okay? I am not John Travolta on the dance floor or, Justin Timberlake. But I remember that it was really hard for me to learn steps. However, if I was on the dance floor and I saw someone next to me doing it, I could quickly emulate it.
Yeah.
Because I saw it. And once I have the picture, I can change it. It's what I find with people, too. Once they have the picture, they then have the wherewithal to change it. It's just about finding the right steps.
Right, exactly. That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. Yeah. And like you said, it's once you have that feeling, it could be a visualization and a picture of the white, the house with the picket fence, if that's what they want, or whatever it is, or the job, and they can envision it. But it's also the feeling it evokes, which I love that you said that, because it's that feeling that, oh, that's what, makes me that feel of joy rise in my body.
Fantastic. And the other two words that come up are allowance and allowance and permission.
Giving, I love
that. Because so many times with people in recovery and strong addictions is that they don't give themselves permission to actually be giddy like a child or do something that really lights them up, because it's maybe not correct, or someone told them that you're not going to make money that way, or that's not possible. So it's really being an allowance to give yourself permission to be happy from the inside out.
Thank you so much. You could find Randy Spelling at randyspelling.com. Thank you for sharing with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you, and stay well.